Now we have the list of these companions that went up, many of them of the Levites. The Nethinims, the servants, were there also. And here in chapter 8 now, verse 22, something that's quite interesting reveals how human this man Ezra was. In verse 22, he calls for a great prayer meeting, by the way, and a fast. He says, verse 21, "Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance." Now he goes to God in prayer, calls this great prayer meeting and a fast. Now why did he do it? He says this, "For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we'd spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us." Ezra said, "I went before the king and I told him, I says, the hand of our God's with us, and he'll be against our enemies, and he'll lead us up." And Ezra waxed eloquent. And then after the king granted all this permission to go up, and he gets out there with this delegation at this river Ahava, and he's ready to go on that long march, he looks at the families, the little ones, and he knows the dangers along the way. Now, the normal thing would be to go to ask the king, "Well, couldn't you give us a little help, send a few guards with us?" And then the king would say to me, "I thought that you were trusting the Lord." You know, sometimes some of us become very eloquent about how we're trusting God and how wonderful he is. Then when we get right down to the nitty-gritty, we don't really trust him. And so Ezra's that kind of an individual. He's sure human. He says, "But I was ashamed to go ask the king." So what other alternative? He said, "I called a prayer meeting and a fast. And I said, oh, Lord, we just have to depend on you." And you know, the Lord puts many of us in that position many, many times. Well, we find here that the king did send up a great deal of gold and silver, and very many vessels, and a great deal of wealth went up, and they were put in the hands of 12 priests, and they needed protection, you see. But God did watch over him. We read in verse 31, "Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us. He delivered us from the hand of the enemy, and of such as lay in wait by the way, and we came to Jerusalem, and we abode there 3 days. Now, after they abode there 3 days, why, he has the treasure brought out, and it's brought into the temple, into the house of God. And we are told here in verse 35, "Also the children of those that had been carried away, which were come out of the captivity, offered burnt offerings unto the God of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 90 and 6 rams, 70 and 7 lambs, 12 he-goats again." Why? It's for all Israel, for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering unto the Lord. And my, what a glorious, wonderful thing this was.